Hello, everyone. Welcome back to Intuitive Stardust. Finally. things have been a little bit crazy here for us lately. My one son was sick for a couple of weeks, and he's fine. You know, kids get sick. And he's all better. And then, you know, life just kind of got a little bit crazy. So I'm back and I'm so excited to be back with you. And I'm so excited to be sharing this very special story with you. And I am laughing because of the card that I pulled for the episode today. I am pulling from, and you'll understand once you hear the story. I'm pulling from the Lightseer's Tarot deck, and I pulled the Hermit in the upright position. So in this one, the upright position is called the Lightseer position. And it could mean inner reflection, meditation, contemplation, soul searching, inner wisdom, spiritual mentor, finding your guide within, taking time away from the chaos of busy life, hermiting. It's time to make space for your sacred aloneness and self-care. If you are feeling disconnected from your spiritual north, this time of solitary withdrawal will help you to connect with your own compass, soul purpose, spiritual awakening, and deep inner wisdom spring from this energy. Sometimes we run the risk of being so introspective that we lose our connections to others, or worse, we can dive so deeply into our stories of struggle that we inadvertently begin to believe that our wounds will be a part of our forever identity. In the deepest trenches of self-discovery, we must remember that our continual search for our own healing and inner truth does not mean that we are not already whole and healed. Emerge from your inner retreat with beautiful insights from spirit and allow yourself to navigate the path with your brightly illuminated heart. Inner sage, inner mentor, inner guide, show me my brightest light so that I may see with all of my heart. So you'll understand as I start sharing this story why that card was absolutely perfect for what I'm going to be telling you about today. All right. So we are towards the end of basketball season. One of my sons played this year, the other did not. The other, I believe, wants to play next year, but we'll see what happens. That is his choice. So anyways, we had a basketball game out of town, and just to give you an idea of the way this goes, we end up having to leave our house around, you know, anywhere from like 3:45 to 4:15 if it's going to be an away game, and then, you know, picking up my son that didn't play this year, and, you know, maybe the girlfriends or friends or whoever wants to ride with us, and then we have to drive anywhere from like 25 minutes to an hour or so. So this one was a little bit farther away, so we ended up leaving, I think, at like 3:45, 4 o'clock. We picked up my son, we picked up his girlfriend, and headed out of town. We ended up actually getting there early because sometimes, like, some of these places that we travel to are, like, smaller areas, so you're not on, like, highways, you're on, like, back roads, and you don't ever know what you're going to get behind in rural Western Pennsylvania, different times of the year. It could be, you know, a big truck. It could be a dump truck. It could be in the summertime. There's sometimes farm equipment. So you kind of have to give yourself a little bit of leeway when you're traveling to some of these areas. So we ended up getting there early, what have you, and I had gotten a text from my aunt. And I looked at it, and it was, I mean, there was a couple of things that she sent me, but one of the things was the listing on Zillow for my grandmother's house. We called my grandma Nanny, and she was, I always describe her as my person in life. Her and I had this deep soul connection. She was just the best. And she just loved with every fiber of her being. And not just her family, like just everyone. She just loved hard. She was a wonderful, wonderful human. She passed away on, I think it was December 5th of 2010. So it'll be 12 years in December of this year. So it's been a little over 11 years at this point. I remember after her funeral, my dad and his siblings had, like a little meeting, and they all talked about it and decided that for now it was better to just hang on to the house and, don't do anything too quickly. And the house did have some renters at one point, and then, that ended. And then there was kind of like this dash. I wouldn't call it a mad dash because it took some time. There was a dash for, doing some remodeling and making some improvements. And we went down to visit because I guess I should let you know too that I live about 6, 7 hours away, depending on traffic, from my grandmother's house, from Nanny's house. So, my dad and my aunt both live in the same town as Nanny's house. So, they're around, and lots of people have been involved with just trying to, rip out things and put in new things. And my uncle, several uncles, and my dad, and everybody's just been really working hard to try to get some improvements made so that the house is ready for someone to move into and they don't have to do those improvements after buying it. So Nanny's house was just like, it was like this special dreamy like vortex of a place for all of us. It was like this congregation place where we would all just sort of show up and we would spend time with Nanny. We would end up running into each other and spending time together. And it was just this place where I could go anytime that I, was able, and I could just feel completely at ease, completely held, completely loved as a child. It was just this special place to me. It was safety and comfort and love and acceptance and all the things. And it was just magical. It was a magical place for me. So I didn't get a chance to look at the listing, but I saw that she had sent it. And my immediate response was like total excitement that they were finally getting this done, because we went to visit last summer and we got to see some of like the repairs in the middle of how things were going. It was really nice to be back in the house. It was so different when you go back. I mean, I spent time in that house as an adult, but I hadn't been in there in so many years that when I went back last summer, I was like, it feels tinier than what it felt before. It felt so huge and so magical and so expansive when I was there, when she was there, when Nanny was there. And so So I was really happy. I brought my camera. I got to get some pictures of, some of the things like her gate that was special to me and the ivy that she had growing on the fence, some of the trees that she had in the yard. This is going to sound funny, but the ditch running out in the front yard. That ditch was always so cool. When there was a thunderstorm, it was just like this like river, like river rapids of water just like gushing down this ditch. And I always just thought it was so cool when I was a kid. And then on a nice day, if I was outside and I would go walk along the ditch, you could look down and there was like a tunnel where the ditch went under the driveway, just magical for a child. So anyways, I hadn't had a chance to look, and I, like I said, immediately I felt excitement that this was happening for my aunt and my dad and my uncles and, well, my uncle and my other aunt, I guess. And this was just gonna be good for them because they would have to, bear the financial burden and, all of that. So we got home. I mean, these basketball games are like long. We don't get home until, we have to, we stay, there's two games. There's the JV game, then there's the varsity game, and then we have to travel back and drop people off and go back to the school and meet the bus and get my son, who, my player son. And then, everybody's starving and we have to figure out like, do we have something to eat at home that we can heat up? Did I make something earlier? Do we have to pick something up? And that's harder and harder these days because everything doesn't stay open as late as it used to. So anyways, we get home and I remember looking at the listing when I finally had a chance to settle and I was like, wow, like it looks so good. Like the new front door, the new bathroom in the basement, the new flooring, the walls, the new cabinets, like the entire new kitchen. Like the kitchen was entirely revamped and it was beautiful. And my heart just felt so warm and fuzzy because I knew that Nanny would approve and it was so good. And then that was that. And I am currently in a class. I'm taking the class, the Feminine Art of Getting Rich, with Allison at You Do Woo. And one of the exercises that we have been diving into in the beginning of the class is going back, like all the way back, and writing down, like doing, journaling and brain dumping, anything that comes up with your stories around money. So I've been doing those exercises and, like before this listing, before Nanny's house went up on the market. And that stuff was pretty heavy to go back and revisit it and realize that, like, I was carrying all of those stories around with me and I just didn't even realize it. Excuse me, I'm sorry. So anyways, I had been doing that and then, the listing came up and like I said, I was happy. And I texted my dad the next morning and I, told him how everything looked so good because I knew how much time and effort he had put into it and I just really wanted him to know that I felt like it looked really good and I was happy for him and also that I think Nanny would be really happy or maybe is really happy with how it all turned out too and happy that they're going to be able to move on but also move on from a place from more stable ground at least emotionally and he, agreed that, he was glad that it was time and it was a really nice conversation that we had. And I just sort of like felt this heaviness in my body. And I couldn't figure out where it was coming from. And I was kind of like, oh, well, it's probably the stuff from class because that's a lot. And I'm sure in part that that was part of that heaviness that I had started to feel. And I just went about my day, and I honestly don't even remember what I did. And then Friday rolled around, this past Friday rolled around, and I got up and I was just so heavy. And I was starting to get frustrated with feeling heavy. So a lot of the tools and modalities that I now work with that I have learned over the last year have been really helpful to help me recognize when there's something that needs attention. So when you have your emotions are like they shouldn't be repressed, they shouldn't be bottled up, they shouldn't be ignored, they should be explored. And you should allow yourself to feel them and allow yourself to move through them and allow them to move through you. And so I was like, all right, Anne, like, here's a test. You're feeling heavy and you don't know why, and you don't want to feel heavy anymore. So why are you feeling heavy in your body? Why are you feeling heavy emotionally? So I put on a podcast because I was doing bills, and that's never fun. So I thought, okay, I'm going to be grateful for all of these things. I'm going to make it a very sacred thing. I'm going to light my money candle. I'm going to burn some incense. I'm going to put on this podcast, and I'm going to make paying bills more spiritual, more enjoyable, which I've been doing for the last year, and it does really help. So I was, going through all that, and I thought, okay, yeah, I do sometimes start to feel heavy when it's time to pay the bills because, the stories that I have around money and money going out and is money coming back in and is there enough and all of that other stuff. And I was like, no, I'm working through this. I'm doing the work. And so I, put my podcast on and started going through the bills. And I was like, oh my gosh, like, what is going on? I am still feeling so freaking heavy. And I was like, I don't know that I'm in the right space to do these bills right now. So I took a pause and I set the bills aside, knowing that I would come back to them, and that I would pay them, but right now is not the right time. And I thought, okay, what do you need? There's this one meditation. I like to listen to it actually before I start recording for the podcast. I listen to it when I'm doing card pulls on my story, or even if I'm just feeling heavy. I found it just randomly on YouTube. I can't even remember what it's called. It's like starseed activation or something like that. It's kind of like a binaural beats kind of thing, like I talked about in the grounding episode, where there's like, two different tones in each ear. I always listen to it with my headset on too, by the way. And there's like these low tones, and then there's these beautiful feminine voices, sort of just, they're not singing words, they're just singing tones. And I love it. It always calms me and centers me. So I thought, all right, I'm going to put that on. So I put that on. And I was like, you know what else? I really like pulling cards on my stories for all the people that, follow my page and feel like they need a card drawn. It always lights me up inside, makes me feel happy to share my tools with others. And so I did that. I was like, all right, I'm gonna pull some cards today. So I posted that on my story and I was like, oh, what is going on? Like, I still feel so heavy. And I thought, all right, it's time to get serious. So I left my the meditation playing on my headset. I pulled out a journal. I started using some of the Reiki symbols. I even drew some of them out in my journal. I wrote, feeling heavy. And I got some orange oil, or no, I'm sorry, it was the Citrus Bliss oil, which is like a blend of, I think it's like, let me look, I can tell you, I have it right here. I think it's like bergamot and wild orange. It's wild orange, lemon, grapefruit, mandarin orange, bergamot, tangerine, clementine, and vanilla. So it has this like really nice bright citrusy smell, which I'm totally putting some on my hands now because I love it. But it also has that little hint of the vanilla, which softens it a little bit. And it almost has like a dreamsicle type smell. For me, that's like a huge happy inner child thing, because I used to eat those. I think they were the vanilla cream or dreamsicle push-up pops from the Schwann Man. I'm totally dating myself here, but I don't know if any of you guys had those. Those were like the bomb, and so it takes me back to, you know, happy childhood memories, which, by the way, was also the oil that my Reiki teacher used in my very first ever Reiki session. And she had no idea that that was something that was special to me in that way. She's just very intuitive, and she follows her intuition, and she was guided to use that for a reason, and she trusted it. So anyways, I was like, all right, let's do some self-Reiki. Let's just go down, you know, through your chakras and clear out whatever this heaviness is. If anything comes up, you have your journal ready. You can just brain dump it out and write it down. So of course I, you know, started with my crown and over my eyes and my third eye and my ears and my throat. And I still like, I of course started to feel better, but nothing like major came up. I've totally been missing, when I got to my throat, I've been missing recording and releasing podcasts. So that did come up, and I was like, I have it right here. I wrote, I will release a new episode when I have one. I wanted to make sure that I let go of any pressure that I was putting on myself. I wanted to release one. I was excited to release one, but it was just like the time just wasn't right. The time just wasn't right. And so I had to, you know, surrender to that and realize that the right one hadn't come up yet. And obviously now I know that's because the right one was this one. And I had stuff that I had to figure out and work through first before this one could develop. So then I moved from my throat to my heart space. And as soon as I started doing self-Reiki in my heart space, it just all came flooding out. I wrote, I am so sad that Nanny's house is for sale. My inner child is mourning this loss. My mind tells me that it's okay, but it doesn't change how sad it makes me. It's hard to let go of that energetic feeling of being safe there. And then I stopped and I cried. And I felt almost instant relief because I found it, guys. I found it. It was there. It was in my heart space. And the reason that I didn't know that it was there was because in my mind, I was so happy about it. And it was such a relief. And I had had like these couple moments where earlier that morning where I had thought, you know, it was really sunny and warm that day. It was almost 60 degrees in Western Pennsylvania on Friday in February. Like, what? And I was like, man, maybe I should go for a walk. Like, that'll help me feel better. I'll just move my body a little bit. And I knew, like, they don't clear the trails around here. in the winter of snow and stuff, and I knew that there was still going to be ice and slush and snow, but I have these awesome things called yak tracks. They are like these little rubber things that like fit over the bottom of your shoe. You can put them over, your boots, your sneakers, whatever. And they have springs wrapped around the bottom that help you grip, have like grip on literally like a solid sheet of ice. So then I was like excited about the idea of being able to use my yak tracks because they're so cool and I love the feeling of walking on ice and being so firm and stable. So that had come up a couple of times. I had messaged Allison from You Do Woo and I was like, oh my gosh, this stuff is so heavy. Like, I'm feeling so heavy before I had, realized that the really heavy thing was Nanny's house. And so then once I let myself just cry until I felt like I had cried enough to feel better. I had felt the emotion. I discovered the heaviness. I had felt the emotion. I had released the emotion through my tears. And then Allison at some point had messaged me back and said, you should go for a walk and move your body and just be in nature. And I was like, okay. I had that thought twice. And then she messaged me that, like, this is a sign. It's come up like three times now that I need to go for a walk. So I thought, all right, I've moved this. I've discovered what it is. I'm going to move my body, and I'm going to set my intention that I'm going to release whatever is left of this heaviness and go out and be in nature and, like enjoy the fact that in February it was 60 degrees in Pennsylvania. That's like total celebration. So I did. I got to use my yak tracks. I got to be in the sun. I got to, oh, and when I went out on the trail, I've told you about my Vogel that I wear. There are actually two directions that you can wear the Vogel, the way that it's cut. And the way that I wear it is usually to protect my energy. And I have it on a longer chain than what it came on because I want it directly squarely over my heart space. And I decided, you know what? I'm out here all by myself in nature. I'm gonna turn my Vogel around. I'm gonna project that energy out. Like I did all the things, and I got to use my yak tracks. If I didn't tell you that before, so it was like I didn't go too far because it was super slushy, and it's really hard to walk in slush. My calves were on fire. But I got to, just feel the wind, hear the wind rubbing the trees together, and see the little squirrels running around because they were so excited that it was so warm too. I actually stopped on the one bridge and got to watch the water, listen to the water, and one of the squirrels came running up the embankment on the side of the stream, creek, whatever you want to call it. And up underneath the bridge that I was standing on. And then he like popped up on the other side of the bridge and jumped onto the trail, stood up on his back legs, looked at me, and was like, chirp, 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 and then ran away. So my interpretation of that was, do you see how nice it is out here today? Like, oh my gosh, I'm so happy. And I had to agree. So I went for my walk and with the intention of just letting go of all the rest of that through moving my body and being in nature and just, feeling the sun, listening to the crunching of the slush under my feet, and also, feeling that empowerment of being able to be so stable on something so unstable. And then I went home and I knew my family had plans to go to the girls' championship basketball game that night, and we were all gonna go and support all of the girls that we are so proud of and that we love. And I knew I couldn't go. And I was sad that I couldn't go because I wanted to go because, like, hello, championship basketball game. Like, that's exciting. It's the culmination of these girls, you know, the hard work and dedication of the season. And I asked my husband, I said, I don't think I'm going to be able to go. I said, this is really heavy. This was really heavy. I figured it out and I'm moving through it and I've moved through a lot of it, but I am exhausted. I knew I had to listen to my body. And I said, what I need from you is to not make me feel bad for not going. I need for you to support me in listening to my body. And he was great. He was like, absolutely, you know. And my son, that my one son that was going with us, like, he came home from school and was going with us, and the other one was meeting us there. And I asked him the same, and my family gave me so much grace, and I stayed home. And oh my gosh, the girls won. Congratulations, girls. But anyways, I was sad that I missed it, but I listened to my body. My body said, you just moved a lot and you need to rest. So then I was like, all right, I'm going to do this. So I laid on the couch and I just rested while everyone was gone and I was home alone in my own energy with my dog. And my head kind of started to get this like dull ache and I was like, oh no. And then like my throat kind of hurt a little bit and I was like, what is this? And then my body started to ache and I was like, I'm not sick. Like, what is happening? And I was like, all right, you know what? You've been through a lot today. Like, you just need to give yourself grace and you need to go to bed. So I wanted to see my family. So I did wait out to see them and then I went to bed. And then I woke up in the morning and pretty much all night and then into the morning, like, the headache was still there and then it turned into a migraine. And I was like, great. So I worked my way through that. And once that went away, I started to think back and realize, like, once the migraine went away, I felt amazing. Like, I felt like an entirely new human. And I looked back on it all and I was like, wow, that was energetic illness. Like, this was so big. It was so much bigger than I realized as I was moving through it. And once I was on the other side of it, I was like, holy cow. Like, that is what an energetic illness feels like. I moved a lot of emotion. I moved a lot of pain. I moved through a lot of grief. I released so much so that my heart could catch up to my mind. And it felt so good. It was huge. I was able to do it. I mean, of course, I had help with my tribe, from my tribe, but I did the work. I did, you know, I used the tools and I moved through it and I paid attention to my body and listened and just flowed with whatever came next. And I can't tell you how amazing that feels. To just trust, you know, to just trust myself, to use my tools, to trust my knowledge, to go into all of that pretty much blindly, other than using my emotions as a guide. And it was so cool. And I want to share that with you all because you can do that too. whatever, you know, tool it is, whatever modality it is that you might feel pulled to, that's what you're supposed to be pulled to. That's what you're supposed to work with. And it changes, it shifts. For me, it was self-Reiki and journaling. Journaling is so powerful, you guys. I am not good at it. I am not good at, you know, using it repetitively, but it is so huge. It is so huge. And I was at that place where I knew, excuse me, that I needed to do it. I am like, so when I burp, that's like releasing energy. So apparently I am still moving through this, moving through all of this. I guess sharing this story with all of you is sort of like my culmination, my championship basketball game, right? the last little piece of my healing around all of this. So I apologize for the burping, but that's what that is. I'm moving this energy as I share my story with you. And I just can't tell you enough how awesome it feels to be able to use your own personal power to work through the things that come up physically in your body and emotionally, and be able to heal those things and feel those things, not, you know, not push them aside or push them down or, you know, put a sticker of, you know, toxic positivity onto it. Toxic positivity is when you basically are in denial and you lie to yourself. That's not what this stuff is about. This stuff is about like feeling the suck, but not getting stuck there and being able to use the tools that you have to move through it so that you feel good again, genuinely. And that's where I'm at now. I was not there on Friday, and now here I am, and I feel so good. And it was, you know, yeah, you have a tribe. Yes, you have people that you can reach out to that can help you. And that's another tool that you have at your disposal. But it is you. It is you that does the work. It is you that feels the emotion. It is you that feels the pain in your body. It is you that uses the tools and wades through it and feels it all and moves it so that you get to the point where you're okay. You're better than okay. You're happy. You feel good. You have that awareness around what you just went through. You have that confidence knowing that you were able to do that for yourself. It is just amazing. It is one of the most wonderful things to experience. And like I said, if you're drawn to a certain healing tool, then like, don't second guess it. Don't let your mind, you know, get in your way. Check it out. It might be Reiki. It might be, you know, card decks. It might be crystals. It might be, I mean, and I'm not even going to, you know, name them all. Sound healing, sacred smoke, walking, moving your body, dancing. Like I said, there's so many different things, meditations, binaural beats, whatever it is that you're pulled to, you know, look into it. Maybe there's, you know, a training that you can take. Maybe there's a YouTube video that you could watch. Maybe there's an article that you could read. Maybe there's someone that you know, follow on social media that offers classes. We are always learning. I am always learning. I'm in a class right now and wading through a lot of sucky stuff. But That sucky stuff was being carried around in my body since I was 5 years old. I'm almost 41. That's a long time to carry those stories around money. So I just want to remind you that whatever suck it is that you might be feeling now, you don't have to stay there. You can find a way to move through it. And journaling is something that anybody can do. You don't have to be taught how to do it. You can just get a piece of paper and you can, without reservation, not letting your mind get in the way, not worrying about punctuation, not worrying about spelling or capitalization or anything like that, just write. Just write. And write and write and write and write and write. Don't judge yourself for what comes out. Whatever thought comes into your head, put it on the paper. Put it on the paper. Put it on the paper. And then go back and read it. And that's when you can start to, process it and realize, oh, okay. And then if the tears come, the tears come. If you need to scream because you get, the anger comes, scream. If you need to go for a walk, go for a walk. Whatever it is that you need to do to process and feel all of that stuff, it's going to help you. And it's going to make you realize how much control you do have. You have the power. You hold your own power. And it is a beautiful thing. And it is yours and yours alone. And it is yours to use for yourself or to give away. And when you give it away, it doesn't feel so good. And that is talking about the chakra system and Reiki, that is your solar plexus. So that is in your stomach area. So a lot of times that can manifest physically in your body. If you're giving your power away, it can manifest into, digestive problems, feelings of insecurity, feelings of being not good enough. So listen to your body, listen to what it's telling you, and know that it's okay to feel those things. It's okay to cry. It's okay to be angry. It's okay to feel the sucky stuff because it comes up for a reason. It's just not okay to stay stuck there. And you feel them so that you can process that, so that you can move through that. And it's a beautiful thing. So now you understand why the hermit was so perfect for this story. I needed to go within. I needed to practice some, introspection, some self-love, feeling all of my feelings and processing through them in the ways that worked for me. And then, of course, sharing it with all of you. So both things that came up during that self-Reiki session was releasing a new podcast when I had one to release and realizing how much sadness I felt around having to let go of that safe space. I know now, once I released all of those emotions, my heart knows now that it's time for that house to provide security and safety and love and for it to feel bigger than it actually is on the inside for someone else. And that's okay. It's time for my family members to get out from under, having to pay for a house to sit empty. And, it's also not good for the energy of the home to not have people and to not have the energy of humans in it. So it's time for it to be able to have that again too. And I know that Nanny is happy. I know that she is proud of me for facing all of that and working through all of that. I know that she loves the kitchen, especially because Nanny was such a good cook. And I know that she's excited to allow that space to be someone else's haven. And I'm sure that she's somewhere on the other side guiding who it is that is able to purchase it and make that their home and their haven and their place of safety and love. So thank you so much for listening to my story about love and grief and tools and moving energy, and I cannot wait to talk to you next time. I have some really exciting things lined up for future episodes. I have a couple of friends that I would like to have on the show. So those are going to come as soon as we can coordinate everybody's schedule. You know how that goes. So stay tuned for that, and thank you for waiting for me and being patient for me to release another episode. Talk to you next time. Bye.